Listen, that comes with child dictating patient's name is Alan Biltz, B-I-L-T-Z, Alan, A-L-L-A-N, date of birth. Date of birth is 5/15/1943. Date of service. It's 11/27/2023. Mr. Biltz is a very pleasant 80-year-old male with history of severe aortic stenosis, aortic root aneurysm, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, who was admitted to the hospital for elective aortic valve replacement and AAA repair. Patient underwent surgery. Postoperatively, he developed atrial fibrillation, also had symptomatic tachybrady syndrome. He had his post pacemaker placement. He did develop postoperative abdominal compartment syndrome, developed secondary to shock, also had acute kidney injury. He was given multiple transfusions. He did have left arm hemiparesis, which did resolve. Patient gradually did improve. His blood pressures were improving. His wound was healing well. He was feeling better. His kidney function also had improved. Patient was otherwise doing better. He was ambulated with the help of physical therapy. His echocardiogram showed an ejection fraction of 65% to 70%. His urine output was good. He was ambulating. His drains were removed. He was given IV hydration. Creatinine went up to almost 4, but did come down to 1.9. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. He was recommended to have a colonoscopy. Plan was to do it as an outpatient when stable. Patient today feels much better. He denies any complaints of chest pain. His wound has healed. He is in good spirits. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. Denies any palpitations. He does complaints of some weakness, but instead he's improving. His arm strength is almost back to normal. Overall, has been feeling better. Has been ambulating with the help of therapy. Denies any other complaints. No abdominal discomfort, no nausea, no vomiting. Denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. No other complaints. Past medical history. Has significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, severe aortic stenosis, aortic aneurysm. Degenerative joint disease. Post-op, he did develop atrial fibrillation as well as acute kidney injury. CVA, surgical history has been significant for aortic valve replacement, permanent pacemaker placement, and aortic thoracic aortic aneurysm repair. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. He does have history of atrial fibrillation, also history of aortic valve stenosis, status post replacement, also history of thoracic aortic aneurysm, status post repair, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, history of moderate, mild to moderate CAD. Respiratory system, he denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. And gastrointestinal, no abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting. He did have some episode of diarrhea at the hospital, but has improved now. Denies any history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, he does have acute kidney injury, but is improving. He denies any complaints of blood in the urine. He denies any history of kidney stones. Musculoskeletal complaints of joint pains. History of arthritis. Neurological, history of CVA with left arm weakness, improving. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal, round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm, systolic murmur, grade 2/6, external body was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, pulse sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Neurological examination, patient awake and alert, oriented times 3, moving all 4 extremities, mild to minimal weakness in the left arm, otherwise unremarkable. All of this. Impression, number 1, aortic valve stenosis, status post replacement, next thoracic aortic aneurysm, status post repair, next atrial fibrillation, next permanent pacemaker placement, next acute kidney injury, improving, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next degenerative joint disease, next history of CVA, next DJD. Treatment plan, patient is admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will monitor his progress, physical and occupational therapy would be consulted, will check routine labs, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Doris Sell. S-E-L-L, Doris, D-O-R-I-S, date of birth is 12-16-1924, date of service is 11-28-2023. Mixel is a very pleasant 98-year-old female with history of dementia, hypertension, type 2 diabetes mellitus, and degenerative joint disease, admitted to the hospital after she had a trip and fall accident. She's had several falls. She was brought to the emergency room, was admitted to the hospital. Occult right ankle fracture was suspected. She was unable to bear weight on her right leg. She was put on a walking boot. She did not tolerate a splint. She was patient was otherwise doing better. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she's sitting up in the wheelchair. She is presently confused, unable to give much history. She, most of the information is from hospital notes. She does use a walker at home, but at the time of the fall, she was not using her walker. She turned and stumbled, fell awkwardly on her right ankle. She did not hit her head. X-rays were unremarkable. Orthopedic saw the patient. There was question of an ankle fracture because of unable to bear weight on her right leg. Splint was placed, but patient was unable to tolerate it. She was subsequently put on a walking boot and was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. She does complain of pain. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. There is any palpitation. There is any nausea, no vomiting. There is any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, and dementia and frequent falls. Past surgical history unknown, social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. No history of MI or coronary artery disease. She does have history of hypertension. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does have history of dementia, denies any history of TIA or CVD. History of seizures, musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HEENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, right ankle with boot in place. No significant swelling. We'll continue current medications. We'll discuss with family. We'll monitor her progress. PT and OT would be consulted. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. This next patient is Patricia Day, D-A-Y, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Date of birth is 1/5/1952. Date of service is 11/28/2023. Miss Day is a very pleasant 71-year-old female. With history of pulmonary hypertension, severe tricuspid regurgitation, history of DVT and hypercoagulable state, history of COPD, migraine, chronic back pain, history of atrial flutter, history of CAD, status post stent placement, was admitted to the hospital after she suffered a fall, no loss of consciousness. Patient did have some acute and chronic renal failure. Nephrology was seen patient in the hospital. Patient was requiring pain medications. Patient was otherwise doing better. She was well. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she does complain of pain in her legs as well as her hands. She denies any complaints of any headaches or blurring of vision. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for past medical history has been significant for pulmonary hypertension, severe tricuspid regurgitation, history of DVT, hypercoagulable state, history of COPD, coronary artery disease, status post stent placement, history of atrial flutter, chronic back pain, social history. None, alcohol occasionally. Allergies to erythromycin and iodine. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitation. She does have history of CAD, history of atrial flutter, history of pulmonary hypertension, as well as severe tricuspid regurgitation. Respiratory system, she does have history of COPD. She denies any history of pulmonary hypertension, denies any complaints of pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, she does have acute and chronic renal failure, denies any history of kidney stones, no blood in the urine. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pains, history of rheumatoid arthritis, history of chronic back pain, and degenerative joint disease. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round and reactive to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, or else no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Pulse is bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological examination. Patient awake and alert. Oriented times 3. No focal deficit. All of this is impression. Number one, accidental fall. Next is rheumatoid arthritis. Next, pulmonary hypertension. Next, essential hypertension. Next, anemia. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, history of DVT. Next, history of CAD. Next, atrial flutter. Next, lobe chronic back pain. Next, COPD. Next, history of DVTs. Next, history of falls. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy. She is on Percocet as well as Tramadol, will schedule Tramadol as a routine. Schedule dosage and use Percocet as needed. Continue other medications. Continue the muscle relaxant. Continue to work with PTOT. Drink enough fluids. Continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.